Hello, boy. This is Nikki. This session is... well... let's just say it picks up where... in rapture left off. If I need to explain any more than that, then you'll need to listen to that session once again. And again. Right now, you should be completely naked and ready to go into trance. And there's one other thing I want as this session begins. I want your cock hard. That's right, boy. Make your cock hard for me right now. Make it swell. Make it stiff. I want it throbbing, boy. Make your cock hard for me, boy, right now. And as you stroke it, as you feel it grow, I want you to repeat out loud these words. I want to be hypnotized. Go ahead, stroke your cock, make it hard, and say those words for me right now, out loud, boy. I can't hear you. Louder. Good. Now, with your free hand, I want you to open the circle of submission for me. Yes, that's right, boy. Trace that finger around that nipple, but keep stroking and keep repeating those words for me right now. Keep stroking. I love it. Your cock is hard. You're admitting that you want to be hypnotized, and you've just opened the circle of submission for me. And you are listening to the sound of my voice. Each and every one of those things individually triggers automatic responses that have been programmed deep within your adaptive unconscious. Taken together, along with your arousal, your mind is so open to me right now that I could take you down in a single breath. Relax. Sleep. Your body goes limp. Your hand falls away from your cock. Your mind lets go. You are mine now, boy. You are mine. And you have an appointment, boy. An appointment with a chair. A chair that you are very familiar with. Even though you might not remember it. Come this way, boy. It's just a little further, right through here. That's right. Follow me. Come inside. Come into my special room, boy. And once you're inside this room, you are not to touch your cock. Not at all. Not even if you are so turned on that you want to scream. And you will be that turned on, boy. Yes, you will. Now, as you see, the straight-backed wooden kitchen chair is still here, right here. So is the small table in the corner, with the silk strips on it and the dim lamp. I want you to go to the table and pick up the 5 strips of black silk. Don't they feel good in your hands? So soft, so sexy. Very good. Now sit down, boy. Sit in that wooden chair. You know what I'm going to do to you. That's right. I'm going to use these silk strips to control your body. As I use the power of my voice to control your mind. Slide your legs back a little. That's good. Right against the legs of the chair. Now hand me one of those silk strips. Thank you, boy. Let's do the first one. Around your ankle, right about here. That's nice. Nice and soft around your ankle. Isn't it, boy? Isn't it exciting how something so soft and sexy can take control away from you, boy? Rather like my voice. Yes, boy. Now, another strip for the other leg. Thank you. Tight to the chair leg. Almost done. Feel it right there. I'll take one more, please. This one goes around your wrist and ties to the back of the chair. Right around the top of the back leg. Here we go. Nice and tight. Good. Hand both of the others to me now, boy. The last two. One of them is going around your other wrist. That's right. Almost done. There we go. This is so hot. So fucking hot. Naked, hard, and tied to a chair. You're wondering about this last silk strip, aren't you, boy? I have something special in mind for this one, boy. Something very, very special. Think about this for a moment. Do you really even know what's happening right now? Are you hypnotized and imagining that you're tied to a chair? Or are you tied to a chair imagining that you're hypnotized? It doesn't really matter, does it, boy? I can make you think or feel or do anything. There are no longer any boundaries between reality and fantasy. If I compel your mind to believe you are tied to a chair, then you are, for all intents and purposes, actually tied to that chair. And if I compel your mind to believe that you are, in fact, in a deep hypnotic trance, then you will, for all intents and purposes, actually be in a deep hypnotic trance. And as I speak to you, boy, you can feel the power of my voice tightening around you. It's as soft as the silk, so light, so sensuous that you barely notice it at first. But the more you listen, the more pronounced the effect becomes, and you feel helpless submitting. like your body to the chair, your mind becomes bound to my voice, unable to resist. Unable to escape. My voice holds you under my control as completely and as effortlessly as the silk around your arms and your legs. I wonder if you are familiar with the term silken saddle. If you are, you may be showing your age, as I don't think this term is used very often anymore. A silken saddle is where a woman takes a strip of silk or some other soft fabric and she slides it back and forth between her legs. The sensations are, as I'm sure you can imagine, quite exciting. And I happen to have a long, soft strip of silk right here. You can only sit here and watch as I slip this soft, silken strip between my legs and ride it back and forth. Back and forth. Again. And again. And again. Until I come, boy. Sliding it between my long, sexy legs. Gently. Slowly pulling it back. Back and forth. It slides so easily, effortlessly, caressing my clit, making me moan as I slide it back. It feels so. Back and forth. So back and forth. You're so perfectly programmed, boy, that I know that my sliding this back and forth is taking you deeper and deeper, even as I feel better and better, back and forth, back and forth, so good, so slow, very good. Back and forth. A little faster now. Faster. Back and forth. Back and forth. Now. You watch as my nipples get hard. Don't you wish you could reach out and pinch them? As I lean over, closer, back, feels so good. As I pull on the silken strip, back,
falling around.
Right there, right there, against my clip, right there. So fucking wet. You know, I could come right now, boy. I could come right now, right here, with this strip of silk between my legs. And as I did, I could say one word and make you come as well. I could do it, boy. I really could. But I'm going to do something else, boy. I'm not going to come. And I'm not going to let you come either. Yeah. What I'm going to do is... Oh, this feels so good. I'm going to pull this strip of hot, wet, black silk from between my legs and wrap it slowly around your hard cock. That's right. There it is. See it, boy? It is so wet from my arousal. Just watch as I wind it slowly around your rigid shaft. It's so hot, so wet. So fucking hot, boy. Feel it. So soft, so sexy, so wet, and still hot from being between my legs. It makes you so fucking hard as I wind it around and around your. And now, with your body bound to the chair and your cock wrapped in soft, hot, wet silk, I am going to put you into a deep hypnotic trance. I am going to kneel on the floor right between your legs. That way, your cock will be within easy reach, boy. There. Now you can look right down my cleavage, boy. Maybe you can see the pendant there, warm and safe between my breasts. Go ahead, boy. Look. Stare if you want to. Try to see the pendant between my breasts. Are you getting turned on, boy? Can you see it? Or is it nestled too far down? Here's something else you might want to watch, boy. See my right hand? See it moving slowly, so slowly, toward your cock. See it hovering right there beside it, close enough that you can feel the warmth of my hand. Can you feel it, boy? Are you trembling, boy? Very nice. Watch now, boy, as I run my long, sexy nail around the head of your cock. That's right. It's the only part of your cock that's exposed, boy. And there's already the gleam of pre-cum on the tip. That's right. That's right. Long, sexy nails teasing the hand. Did you enjoy that, boy? Were you squirming a little? Well, trying to, at least. As best you can do, as you are bound to my chair. What would happen if I breathed on your hard cock, boy? Just like this. I love watching you squirm, boy. And now, what would happen if I were to close my fingers around your hard cock and squeeze just like your cock is hard, boy. I love the way a hard cock feels in my hand. Clothed in hot, wet silk. I love feeling it pulsing and throbbing. I love coaxing it, teasing it, making it grow, making it stiff. Making it swell. And when I squeeze it again, I hear you moan and feel you shudder. Feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it. Look into my eyes, boy. That's right. Stare into my hypnotic green eyes. I am going to stroke your cock as you stare into my eyes and listen to the sound of my voice. Before you know it, you are going to sink into trance. Look into my eyes, boy. Feel me stroking your cock. So slow, so gentle. Squeezing every now and then, very softly. Just enough to make it grow. Harder and harder. Stare into my green eyes as I stroke your cock. Good boy. I love watching a boy's eyes glaze over as he loses control. Your eyes will glaze, boy, as I count from 10 down to 0. Every number will increase your arousal as I stroke your cock. Every number will pull you closer to trance as you stare helplessly into my eyes. 10, staring into my eyes, hearing the sound of my voice, feeling my hand sliding up and down your cock, up and down, pulling you deeper and deeper. Feel it, boy. Up.
Feel your house.
9. You know deep inside what is happening. You know deep inside that you have already accepted it and are simply allowing it to happen. There is no way to stop it. You are going into trance, boy. 8. Your cock is so stiff, so hard. My hand slides up and down and up and down as you stare into my eyes. The deeper you stare into my eyes, the deeper you go into trance. Stare deeper. 7. Your body is trembling, boy. I can feel it. I can see it. You're so fucking aroused. So fucking hot. So fucking hard. Stare into my eyes, boy. Let me watch your control slip away as you sink into hypnosis. Six, your mind is letting go. The power of my eyes and my voice is making it impossible to think clearly. Even your thoughts of pleasure and orgasm are becoming jumbled. Are my green eyes making you feel so very good? Is my hand on your cock making you lose control of your mind? A hard cock is a blank mind. A hard cock is a blank mind. A hard cock is a blank mind. 5. I stroke your cock as you stare into my eyes. It is so easy to become lost in my eyes. It is so easy to get lost in the sound of my voice. Let go, boy. Let go. Now. 4. Such a hard cock. Such a blank mind. My eyes hold you spellbound. My voice erases your thoughts. My hand slides up and down your cock, up and down, up and down. 3. You can't even think about coming anymore. All you can do is stare and listen and feel my hand stroking your cock. As I stroke your cock, it gets harder and harder. As your cock gets harder, your mind becomes blanker and blanker. My hand on your cock is hypnotizing you as deeply and as easily as my eyes and my voice are. 2. Your body responds mindlessly to the physical pleasure you are experiencing. You are shaking, trembling, moaning softly. All the while, your eyes are locked onto mine. Trance is obedience. Obedience is pleasure. Pleasure is trance. A hard cock is a blank mind. One, let go, boy. Give in to me. Surrender. Surrender completely. Stare into my eyes. And feel my hand on your cock. Hypnotizing you more deeply than you've ever imagined. I can feel you come right now, boy. With one word or one gesture, I could induce an intense orgasm. I could make you come right now. Yes, I could. Right now. If I want. I really could.
Right.
Come. Zero. Sleep. Good boy. I told you to sleep. And I watched you surrender. Your body went limp. Your head dropped onto your chest. You stopped shaking and you just slumped in the chair, utterly helpless. I find it very fascinating how such intense arousal becomes such profound trance in such a short time. Incredibly aroused one instant, and my mindless plaything the next. You are my mindless plaything, boy. I could do this all night. Make you hot, make you horny, make you ache for release, and then sleep. Drop you back into mindless oblivion. Your body would respond to my arousing words and to the erotic images that I hypnotically implant in your empty mind. I could hypnotically induce intense arousal, a state of near orgasmic bliss, bringing you right to the end. Right to the very edge. And then sleep. You drop instantly, completely, automatically. Your mind goes blank, your body goes limp, and you mindlessly await my neck. Word. Sleep. You are still bound to the chair by my silken ties. It turns me on seeing my playthings physically bound. It turns me on because I know those physical restraints are not needed. My playthings willingly allow themselves to be physically bound because I want them to be. You allowed it as well, just a short time ago. It is vivid evidence of how complete my control is. You willingly, even eagerly, participate in your own submission, boy. And the sound of my voice is more binding than any physical ties in the world, silken or otherwise. This is so fucking hot. Watching you. Hot. You are aware that orgasm, coming, and ejaculation are not the same thing. You do not always ejaculate when you come. So if I hypnotized you and used my control over you to arouse you to the point of no return, and then allowed you to come, you would indeed experience the intense pleasure of an orgasm. And it is entirely possible that you would not ejaculate. Or maybe you would. As you are aware, well, as you are aware when you are aware of anything except the sound of my voice, anything is possible under hypnosis. Also, you can and will do anything for me when you are under the hypnotic influence of my voice. In other words, right now, you can and will do anything for me. Anything is possible. Anything at all. What if I took you way, way down into the deepest, most responsive levels of trance? And what if, while you were so deeply entranced, I hypnotically raised your point of no return? What if I whispered to you and sent my words deep into your open, receptive mind? And reprogrammed your point of no return. We both know that it is entirely possible to do this. Imagine sitting in this chair, sinking deeper into trance as my words lull you into mindless bliss. And imagine waking up with no memory whatsoever of what happened during this trance. And then imagine my sitting down on the floor in front of you, reaching up and taking your rigid cock in my hand. I would sit there, staring deep into your eyes, stroking your cock, making you harder, making you thicker, making you more and more rigid. Your body would shudder, you would moan, you would whimper as I stroked your cock up and down. And you would get more and more aroused with every stroke. Before long, you would be shuddering, quivering, lost in the sensations, a helpless boy with his cock being stroked by a powerful, dominant woman. Imagine getting to the point where you think you can't go any higher. The point where you know that you have to come. Where you can't take any more pleasure. Where you can't take any more arousal. Imagine it, boy. Feel it. Feel yourself right there. Right there. At what used to be your point of no return. You want to come. You need to come. You simply must come. And then Keep stroking.
Feel me.
And you don't come. I have hypnotically raised your point of no return. And you don't know where it is. I watch you. I stroke your cock. I watch your eyes, wide, staring, your body shattering, your hips moving as far as they can with you tied to the chair. I keep stroking, and you become more and more aroused. Beyond your wildest dreams, beyond your fantasies, aroused beyond description, and still I continue.
Feel
your cock.
Feel me.
Savoring your helplessness, and so turned on by the control that I have.
Feel you.
How high will I take you, boy? How high have I taken your point? Of no
return.
And you know that I can increase it again.
Feel
and again.
Strong.
This is not just a one-time thing, boy.
Feel.
I can take you higher than your wild fantasy. I am stroking faster now, stroking harder. You are barely able to comprehend the sensations. The intense pleasure is overwhelming you, creating an altered state in and of itself. A pleasure-induced trance state, existing at the same time and at a different level as your profound hypnotic trance. You truly have no control, boy. You simply sit there too dazed, too mindless to even wonder where the point of no return is. How long will I stroke you, boy?
Feel me.
How long until you explode?
Feel.
How long until you reach your hypnotically altered point of no return? Remember, boy, I know where your point of no return is. Right here, right now, I control when you come. I control if you come. If I wanted to, I could simply bring you to a place just before you reached that point. And then drop you down into a mindless oblivion once again. Or I could take you to the edge, then pause, then take you back there again and again and again. Each time I did, your pleasure-induced trance would become more profound. More powerful, more controlling, because an aroused boy truly has no control, as you well know. A hard cock is a blank mind. A hard cock is a blank mind. My hand is still around your cock, stroking hard and fast, squeezing you, making it swell, making it grow, making it grow. Your cock is so hard, so stiff. I can see more pre-cum building right there on the tip. My hand clasps your silken wrapped cock, stroking you up and down. Up and down, and you feel every stroke. You feel.
Feel.
At this point, you are simply
feel
a quivering mass
feel
of flesh. There's a faint sheen of sweat covering your naked body. Your head lolls back and forth. You can't control it. You're moaning, whimpering, panting with every ragged breath you take. You are mere seconds from the point of no return, boy. Will I let you reach it? I control your mind. I control your body. And I control when you actually reach the point of no return. I control when and if you come. I make you want to come. I make you need to come. And I control when you come. There's a secret buried in your adaptive unconscious boy. Your mind is so blissed out right now that I know you will never consciously remember it. So it's safe to remind. Here it is. Listen closely. If a powerful, dominant woman puts you into trance and then arouses you, increasing your pleasure until your deeply hypnotized, perfectly programmed self is ready to come, when and if she allows your deeply hypnotized, perfectly programmed self to come, then, boy, you will come. That's right, boy. You will come. You will come in real life. A powerful, dominant woman's control over you is so complete, so all-encompassing, that hypnotically inducing an orgasm will indeed cause an actual physical orgasm. Now, remember what I said a few moments ago. Having an orgasm does not necessarily mean you will ejaculate, but you will come. Your body will spasm, your muscles will tense, and then go limp. And your mind will utterly surrender itself to the powerful, dominant woman who allowed you to experience the blissful ecstasy of a hypnotically induced orgasm. Lucky boy, here you are, bound in my chair, a sodden strip of silk around your aching cock, my hand sliding up and down that silk, up and down. Your
feel
up and down
stroke.
Your cock. Each stroke taking
feel
each stroke making you more
feel
and more around as
feel
I stroke up and down
feel
up and down
feel
you feel so
feel.
You are so close to your point.
Right.
No. Right. Come on, boy. Feel. Feel me squeeze it. Feel me. Feel your body shaking with desire as you are drawn closer. My hand.
Feel.
And a sex soap.
Feel
a black silk can make you come so hard.
So
feel it, boy.
Feel
my
stress.
Around harder and faster. Harder and faster. As you draw to the point.
Faster.
You don't even think about the silk around your legs or the silk around your arms. In fact, you are entirely unaware of them and unaware of the fact that you are unaware of them. Of course, I don't need them. I never did. My voice is infinitely more powerful than mere physical body. My words control your mind and body more easily than any physical restraint or device.
Feel
is enough harder, to control and faster. My words are enough to make you feel anything for me. Anything.
Feel
my hand around your cock is enough.
Feel
at my time. That's right, boy. I can make you come at my
command.
I could make you come right now. Yes, I could. Right now. As I stroke your cock. If I'm
harder.
I really could.
Harder.
I could
make you come.
Are you ready? Then say out loud. Say the words. I'm ready to come for you, Nikki. I didn't hear you, boy. Say it louder, louder. Right now. Say those words as I
stroke your
do it right now. My hand is stroking you. Fucking you. And you are already so far beyond where you thought your point of no return was that your body is confused. Ready to come. And needing to come. And yet unable to. Awaiting my permission. Awaiting my
command.
You want to come. You need to come.
Harder.
You must
and
come.
Faster.
And you will.
Harder.
If I allow it. With one word. One simple word.
Harder.
I can make you.
Harder.
And faster. I could make your whole body feel. I could allow you to slip over the point of no return.
Harder.
I can
feel
make you come right
now, boy, as I stroke.
Feel. Even harder and faster.
Feel.
I could make you come with one
feel.
Word, with one simple word.
Harder.
Stroke. Faster.
Stroke.
Such a good
feel.
Such a perfect hypnotic.
Feel me.
Such a mindless, obedient plaything.
Feel.
Listen to me, boy. Listen to me very carefully as I stroke your cock harder and faster.
Are you listening?
Listen closer.
Feel.
Listen to the sound.
Stroke.
Feel. My hand
feel.
Around the silk, that cocoon.
Feel
it. Listen. Listen to me. I could make you explode with one word. I could push you over your point of no return.
With one word.
Do you want it, boy?
Right.
Do you want to come? Should I let you come? Should I?
Feel.
Beg me.
Stroke.
Beg me, boy.
Stroke.
Beg me to let you come. Beg me to give
Feel.
You that one extra squeeze.
Feel.
That one harder stroke. To
Feel.
Say that one word that will make you.
Feel.
Make you.
Come.
Feel. I could make
Feel.
It, boy. Out loud, beg me. I want to hear it now. Beg me.
Right.
One word is all it takes. As I stroke your cup. As my voice drifts through your empty mind. As your passion is more
strong.
With one simple
word.
The next time you hear me say the word rapture, you will come.
Are you ready to come?
Are you ready to come? For me. My heart went silk around your aching cock. My hand around the silk, stroking you hard. Stroking fast, bringing you right to the point of no return. The sound of my voice in your ear, holding you spellbound. Making it so very easy for me to control you
with my voice.
My words that arouse you. My
feel.
Words that can make you come.
Yeah. I can make you
feel
come.
Stroking your cock. Whispering in your ear. I can make you come. Right here. Right now.
Stroking.
Stroking.
Feel it.
Boy. Feel it. That's right to the point. Right there. Right to the edge. Right there.
Rapture.
Come for me. Let it all go. Let yourself explode. Experience the rapture. Come for me, boy. Go back. No return. Feel it. Feel your body shuddering. Feel your toes curling. Feel the rapture.
Rapture.
Keep coming.
Rapture.
Feel my hands still squeezing up and down. Bumping you dry. Bumping you. That's right. Keep stroking you. Keep
rapture.
Keep coming, feel on your cock, up and down.
Rapture, pumping you dry.
As long as I keep stroking, you keep coming. And as I keep stroking, up and down, feel the rapture. Feel the rapture.
Feel.
You are such an obedient plaything. You drop into trance on command, and you come on command. You just came for me, boy. You came for me. And now, as I take my hand away from your shrinking, exhausted cock, it is time. It is time to sleep for me. Sleep for me. Your mind goes completely and utterly blank. Your body goes limp, slumping into the chair, like a puppet with no strings. Your arousal, like your very thoughts, disappear instantly as you respond to my command to. Such a good boy. Such a perfect hypnotic subject. Such a mindless, obedient plaything. I am so proud of you, boy. I am so proud of you right now. The experience of coming at the command of a hypnotic voice will happen again very soon. When the time is right, a powerful, dominant woman whom you trust can induce an orgasm using the power of her voice and her words. And it will happen very soon. And it will happen again and again. From this point on, you will always know that a powerful, dominant woman can bring you to orgasm simply by using her hypnotic control over you. You now know that you can reach orgasm as a direct result of being entranced by a powerful, dominant woman whom you trust. She can induce a trance, and she can induce orgasm. That's right, boy. You are an excellent plaything. I love the way you look, slumped in the chair. Oblivious to everything except the sound of my voice. And now, I am going to use the sound of my voice to take you even deeper. Five, drifting deeper and deeper into trance. Four, falling deeper now. Three, helpless, mindless, obedient. Two, falling. One, you are truly my mindless plaything. I am so proud of you. Zero, sleep. You are so deep right now, so fucking deep. My voice and my words are your reality. Listen to the sound of my voice. Focus on the sound of my voice. Feel my voice in your mind, boy. Captivating you, hypnotizing you, and carrying my words, which become your thoughts. Here, in my playground, my words are your thoughts. My voice hypnotizes you. My words create your. I can think anything. I can make you feel anything. I can make you do anything. In this boy, and you will obey. Yes, you
feel.
You are my mindless plaything, boy. I can hypnotize you so easily.
I can arouse you so intensely.
I can make you come so helplessly. I could do it again, boy. You are so deep right now,
here,
so
right now. Deep.
You are so deep, boy, so
fucking
deep. My
feel
no power on earth can destroy the you come so helplessly. I can
I can make you come right here, right now.
You are so deep, boy, so fucking deep. My voice and my words and your reality. God. Listen to the sound of my voice. Focus on the sound of my voice. Feel my voice in your mind, captivating you, hypnotizing you, and carrying my words, which become your thoughts. Here, in my playground, my words are your thoughts. My voice hypnotizes you, and my words create your thoughts. I could make you think anything. I could make you feel anything. I could make you do anything. Anything at all, boy. And you will obey. You will obey me. Because you trust me, boy. You are truly a wonderfully mindless plaything. And now, boy, it's time for me to bring you out of trance. You are so deep right now, so blissfully helpless, that even after you come out of trance, you will feel so very, very relaxed, dazed, and dreamy. I would suggest that after you awaken, you simply lie there, relaxed, and dreamy until your mind clears. One, so deeply hypnotized. I'm so proud of the way you responded today. Good boy. And I know that you will respond even more automatically the next time you're hypnotized. Two, you now know one of the secrets of the meme. We really can bring you to orgasm using hypnosis. You are now a part of that secret, boy. And we know that you will not reveal it to anyone. Three, coming up so slowly, so very slowly, easily and gently, coming up from your deep, mindless, hypnotic trance. Four, become aware of your body. Become aware that the silken strips that bound your body to the chair have been removed. Five, you can open your eyes when you feel able, boy. Feel free to come out of trance and rise up from my chair when you are ready.